Good morning, friends. The preparation passage for the lesson. The entire strength of the Torah is only in the fact that the Creator has connected His love into it, so that through a great education and knowledge, this love would be drawn. And because so, certainly a person must see and must tremble as he engages in this, that it follows that he's actually coming before his Creator and engaging and drawing the great light from him towards himself. And therefore he should feel ashamed of his human lowness and will be greatly moved by the exaltedness of the Creator and will rejoice from the good share that he has merited. And it includes that he wouldn't sit light-headed, and he would know who he is standing before and who is engaging with. And if he does that, then his study be as it should be, and through it, bestowal will be drawn, and the preciousness of the Creator will be intensified in him, and this will bring about correction to whole of creation. But if he lacks this condition, then the illumination would not be drawn through him, and his words would be like normal human speaking. His logic would be as one who is reading a letter, and his thoughts would be like one who desires the things of this world. And even more so, this would be considered as a guilt for him, since he approached holiness without fear, and he strikes his head before his Maker, while he stands before him and engaging in his holiness. The entire strength of the Torah is only in the fact that the Creator has tied and connected His precious bestowal to it. So much so that you see that by speaking about it and understanding it, this great bestowal will be extended. And since this is so, certainly a person must fear and tremble while he engages in it. Since it follows that he is coming before his Creator and is engaging in drawing the great light from him to himself. And he should feel ashamed about his human lowness and to be moved by the exaltedness of the Creator. And he should greatly rejoice about his great share, his good share that he was included and integrated with this. And he shouldn't sit light-headed, and he should know who he's standing before and engaging with. And if he does that, then his study would be as it should. And through it, bestowal will be extended, and the preciousness of the Creator will intensify in him, and this will draw and bring about correction to all of creation. But should this condition be missing, then illumination will not be drawn through him, and his words will be like ordinary human talk. His logic would be like one who is reading a letter, and his thoughts would be as one who desires the things of this world. And even more so, this should be considered a guilt. He should be, since he looks at things in a light-headed manner while standing before the Creator and engaging in holy things.
Meaning engagement of Torah, it's the portion of life or the portion of death. If he engages correctly, it attracts the light that reforms, and if the opposite, then it's the opposite. So he increases in his pride, he thinks he's a great wise in the Torah, and accordingly in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It depends how he engages in it. Either in order to achieve the force of bestowal, or in order to increase or raise one's importance.